Section. Context. This is the fifth post in a series about running a Unity simulation headless in Docker. 1. Running Unity headless in Docker with GPU rendering and RTSP streaming. 2. From Magenta to Desert. Fixing cross-platform Unity terrain rendering. 3. Natural skies and satellite terrain in a headless Unity simulation. 4. Procedural settlement. Generating 3D buildings from OpenStreetMap. Previously, I drove the drone with Unity's internal sim entity and primitive flight controller. The simulation physics lived entirely inside Unity. Good enough for visualization, but it's not really flight testing. The whole point of this Unity rig is to be a visual front end for a real autopilot running real flight stack code. The goal for this post, make the autopilot fly the drone inside my laptop, with no external vehicle, no SITL container, no simulator process. Just the flight controller board running PX4SIH simulation and hardware, providing simulated sensor data to its own flight stack and flying simulated physics, all while Unity renders the aircraft. Section, Problem 1. Your firmware probably doesn't have SIH. I connected to the board via PyMav link, checked autopilot version, and confirmed PX4 version 1.17 was running. Then I tried to list SIH parameters. All missing. The board reports a valid PX4 version, but the SIH module isn't compiled in. This is the default state for most production flight controllers. SIH is only enabled in a handful of board configs, primarily dev boards meant for software testing. Production boards for Cube Orange, PixHawk 4/5/6, Durandal, and similar ship without SIH to save flash space for real flight drivers. You cannot enable SIH with parameters alone. It has to be compiled into the firmware binary. Section, Problem 2, Identifying your board. Before flashing anything, you need the correct firmware. PX4's.PX4 files are board-specific. The bootloader verifies the board ID before accepting the upload. Board version 4118 doesn't match any PixHawk 6X build in the version 1.16.1 release. To map it correctly, I downloaded every .px4 file from the release and parsed the embedded JSON. Board underscore ID 140 turned out to be Cube Pilot Cube Orange Default .px4, a Cube Orange, not a PixHawk 6X, as I'd assumed from the form factor. Key takeaway, don't guess the board from the enclosure. The VID tongue sticking out ID and board version are authoritative. Section, Problem 3. The stock firmware still doesn't have SIH. After flashing the stock Cube Pilot Cube Orange Default.px4, SIH params were still not found. The Cube Orange Default config doesn't enable SIH either. At this point, there are three options. 1. Switch to SITL. Run PX4 in Docker with full software simulation. No hardware in the loop. 2. Build custom firmware with SIH explicitly enabled. 3. Accept reality. This board can't SIH. Use its real sensors or drop to pure software simulation. I chose 2 because the whole point was to exercise the real flight stack binary on the real MCU. Section, Building PX4 with SIH enabled. PX4 uses kconfig for module selection. SIH's config key is. So enabling SIH automatically pulls in simulated barometer, GPS, and magnetometer. I cloned the repo, edited the board config, then built in PX4's official Docker image. The Cube Orange flash is already near full with standard modules. Adding SIH pushed it over. Section, Trimming modules for flash space. Disabled modules I could live without for a simulation-focused build. A sed, is/caret config drivers uav can equals y/hashtag and /style pass over the board config, one liner per module to strip. The simulator doesn't need CAN peripherals or DDS bridges. After trimming, rebuild succeeded. Firmware size, 1.6 megabytes, fits comfortably now. Section, flashing without Q ground control. QGC is great if you have a display and mouse. For headless deployments or scripting, use PX4's pxuploader.py. Backup your perms first. Flashing wipes everything. I used PyMav link to dump all 1151 perms to JSON before touching the bootloader. If the flash goes wrong, these restore the vehicle-specific tuning. They probably won't all apply cleanly on the new firmware, Some perms may not exist, some may have different types, but it's a much better starting point than defaults. Section: Routing MAV link to multiple consumers. The PX4 USB serial port is a single pipe, but you want three things talking to the autopilot. The Unity simulation consumes position slash attitude to drive the visual model. PyMAV link or MAV SDK sends commands, arm, takeoff, waypoints. Optionally QGC for inspection. Solution: Run MAV link router as a broker. Serial input, multiple UDP slash TCP endpoints out. Run it in Docker so you don't need to install it on the host. Section: The eavesdropping versus normal trap. Lost an hour here. MAV link router has two UDP endpoint modes. Normal: the endpoint must send a MAV link packet first before the router knows where to forward data. Good for a client that actively sends heartbeats. Eavesdropping: the router treats the endpoint as a UDP server and forwards every packet. Good for listeners that just want to receive. Setting mode equals normal on an endpoint that never sends anything, a pure listener, results in the router silently dropping packets to that endpoint. Symptoms: PyMAV link wait underscore heartbeat. Times out while the router logs show end messages to unknown endpoints in the last 5 seconds. For a PyMAV link script that sends its own heartbeat first, normal mode works and the client connects via udpout, //. For a listener that should receive without sending, use eavesdropping. Section: Setting up SIH, the airframe ID. After flashing the custom firmware, SIH perms exist, but SIH isn't running yet. The airframe determines what modules start at boot. The naming convention assumes 1100 is the SIH tail sitter, but that's wrong. Listing actual ROMFS airframes via MavLink shell. Airframe 1102 is the SIH tail sitter, not 1100. Setting the wrong ID silently does nothing. PX4 boots into a broken state where no airframe init runs. Section: The set default trap. The airframe script 1102 tail sitter duo SIH hill contains the critical line. Perm set default only sets the value if the parameter is at its current default. If syshidl was previously set to 0 or anything else by a prior config or boot, the set default is a no-op. The SIH module never starts. The drone has no simulated sensors, nothing works, and there's no error message. Fix: Force set every perm from the airframe script via MAV link perm set. Symptoms of this bug that took hours to track down. Arm succeeds, takeoff commanded, mode switches to takeoff, but AGL stays at 0M forever. Control allocator reports see a rotor count equals 0, no motors are configured, so there's nothing to command. Section: The counter-rotating motor bug. With the airframe fully configured, the drone lifts off but immediately tumbles on the Z-axis, spinning wildly around the Y-axis. Cause: The airframe script sets both motors with the same torque direction. A tail sitter duo has two motors that must counter-rotate, so yaw torques cancel. Same KM on both motors means both propellers produce yaw in the same direction. The vehicle spins uncontrollably. Fix: Opposite signs. This might be a bug in the version 1.16.1 SIH tail sitter script, or it's intentionally wrong, so you have to set real motor directions yourself. Either way, check KM signs when adding any multi-rotor SIH airframe. Section: Tuning for stable hover. Even with physics engaging and yaw balanced, the tail sitter oscillates in altitude. Default SIH perms for the duo. With 0.2 kg times 9.81 is equal to 1.96 in weight and 4 in max thrust, the thrust-to-weight ratio is only 2 to 1. That's too tight for stable altitude hold. The controller saturates trying to hover. Bumping SIHT max to 5N per motor gives 5:1 thrust to weight and much better hover authority. The control gains also need to match the tiny inertias. The defaults, MC pitch P equals 6.5, MC pitch rate P equals 0.15, are tuned for larger vehicles. For a 0.2 kg tail sitter I used. With this, the drone climbs smoothly to the target altitude and holds plus or minus 0.5 m in simulated wind. Not competition grade, but fully functional for integration testing. Section: Locating SIH home. The default SIH home is Zurich, 47.397, 8.546, 489M. To match a different geographic origin for the visualization, save and reboot. Next, GPS RAW in arrives at the configured location. Section, router reliability. During PX4 reboots, every airframe change, the USB serial drops and MAV link router crashes with. Run the router with. Restart always so it automatically reconnects when the serial port reappears. Otherwise, every perm set and reboot cycle requires manually restarting the router. Section, flying around. Mission versus do reposition. After getting stable hover, the next question was, can the drone actually fly a waypoint pattern? This exposed two more traps. Section, sandbox rest / takeoff doesn't talk to PX4. The Unity simulation exposes a local HTTP API for commanding entities, post/takeoff/0:0:1, post/waypoint/action/. Those endpoints work for sim entity vehicles with internal flight controllers. But for a MAV link entity driven by an external autopilot, the rest layer can't find a matching controller and logs. The command is silently swallowed. Nothing goes over MAV link. Nothing moves. Fix. Command the real autopilot directly via MAV link. The Unity side is a pure visualizer for MAV link entity drones. It has no authority to command anything. Section, upload and run missions get stuck at WP0. First pattern I tried. Upload a mission with a takeoff WP at index 0 plus and waypoints. Then set mode, auto mission. The drone armed, took off, reached altitude, and hovered forever at WP0. The auto takeoff command I'd issued before uploading the mission put the vehicle into its own takeoff state machine. Switching into auto mission afterwards restarts mission execution from current_seek=0, which is the already completed takeoff. Never advances to WP1. Fix, skip the mission abstraction entirely and drive the vehicle with do reposition commands. Do reposition bypasses mission state bookkeeping entirely. Each call is a single go here, nudge to the position controller. The vehicle accepts it in loiter/hold mode, and the flight controller just flies there. Also note, before issuing the first do reposition, switch the vehicle to auto loiter. main=4sub=3, not auto mission. Loiter is the clean, accept external position commands mode. Mission fights with you. Section, end-to-end, arm takeoff box RTL. 1. MAV command component arm disarm, perm1=1. 2. MAV command NAV takeoff to home_alt+30. 3. Wait for AGL > or = 25M. 4. MAV command do set mode base =custom, main=4, auto, sub=3, loiter. 5. For each waypoint, MAV command do reposition, frame=global, alt=ASL. Then pull global position int until within 5M. 6. MAV command NAV return to launch. 7. Wait for heartbeat.base_mode and 128=0, disarm=landed. A 110M × 110M box at 30M AGL with four corners plus return to home took about 2 minutes end to end. Altitude drifted up to 50M during reposition. The tail sitter's position controller is still coarse on the vertical axis, but the horizontal track was clean. Section, perm drift on reboot. Worth calling out. After a PX4 reboot, even with the custom firmware and correct airframe 1102 loaded, several of the airframe init perms had reverted. Same set default trap as before. Airframe scripts replay on boot, but silently skip any perm that already has a non-default value in the EEPROM. The fix is the same. Force set every airframe perm via perm set at every session, or make it part of a bring up script that always runs before the first arm attempt. Section, what works now? End-to-end working path. PX4 binary runs on real cube orange hardware. Custom firmware includes SIH module plus VTOL attitude controller. Airframe 1102 configures tail sitter duo plus control allocator. Syshit L=2 activates the SIH simulation. SIH produces simulated GPS, IMU, baromag. EKF2 fuses simulated data state estimate. Flight controller commands motors SIH physics integrates. MavLink telemetry flows through router Unity visualization. Unity drone model tracks the PX4 reported position. Do reposition waypoints produce actual lateral motion? Box pattern plus RTL flies to completion. Autonomous takeoff. Hover at altitude. Hold mode station keeping. Multi-waypoint flight. And return to launch all work. Section. Lessons. Your production firmware probably lacks SIH. Before spending hours debugging, why doesn't SIH work? Query SIH Tmax or similar. If not found, the module isn't compiled in. Flashing won't help unless you build custom. Parse.px4 files to find the right board. The file name pattern, kubepilot_kuberange, px4_fmu v6x, doesn't always match what the hardware reports. Grep board ID on the JSON gives ground truth. Backup perms before flashing. Every time. The backup might not be restorable perfectly, but a reference is better than none. MavLink router is the right tool for sharing serial MavLink. Running it in Docker avoids the host install complexity. But learn its endpoint modes, normal versus eavesdropping, before wondering why no messages arrive. Trim modules aggressively when building SIH-capable firmware for production boards. UAV CAN, optional GPS drivers, and DDS clients typically account for 20 to 40 kilobytes that you don't need in a simulation context. List the actual airframes in your firmware. Don't assume documented airframe IDs exist in your build. ls/etc/init.d/airframes over MavLink shell is the source of truth. ID 1100 in version 1.16.1 is rs_quad_x, regular sensors, not SIH. The SIH tail sitter is 1102. Perm set default is treacherous. Airframe scripts use it so values can be user overridable. But when you flash a board that previously had different values, the script silently fails to configure anything. Force replay every airframe perm via explicit MavLink perm set calls instead of trusting the script's set default lines. Check CA rotor count after airframe init. If it's zero, the control allocator has no motor config. Arm will pass, but no thrust will ever output. Single best signal for whether the airframe actually loaded. Verify counter-rotating motors. For any multi-rotor with an even number of motors, opposing motors must have opposite CA rotor KM signs or the vehicle tumbles on ya. Some SIH example scripts ship with both motors same sign. Symptoms: drone lifts off and spins around Z uncontrollably within 1 to 2 seconds. Tailsitter hover needs 4:1 thrust to weight minimum. The default SIH Tmax equals 2.0 with 0.2 kilograms mass gives only 2:1. Good luck holding altitude. Bumping to 5N per motor, 5:1 total, makes altitude hold behave. Run the router with restart always. Every PX4 reboot, which happens each time you change airframe or key perms, drops the USB serial and crashes the router. Without auto restart, every reboot cycle requires manual intervention. Don't use mission upload for simple waypoint flight with an active takeoff. PX4's mission state machine re-executes from current_seek=0 whenever you switch into auto mission. If the WP0 is a takeoff command that already completed, the vehicle hovers forever. MAV command do reposition in auto loiter mode is the right primitive for scripted fly here, then fly there. No mission upload. No sequencing pitfalls, just direct position commands. Visualization REST APIs can't command an external autopilot. Sandboxes/takeoff and /waypoint/action endpoints work for its internal physics entities. A MavLink-backed entity has no local flight controller for the REST layer to invoke. The command fails with a cryptic flight controller not found. And nothing moves. Treat the visualizer as read-only for external autopilots. Command the autopilot directly via MavLink. Tailsitter visual orientation needs special handling. Standard any to Unity attitude conversion assumes the body x-axis points horizontally forward, as in multirotors. Tailsitters break this assumption. Body x points up during hover. Trying to apply PX4's full attitude quaternion to the visual model results in upside-down or sideways rendering during hover. The pragmatic fix. Only apply yaw from PX4 attitude. Keep the model in its default hover pose for pitch/roll. This loses fidelity but avoids confusing visuals. The proper fix requires a NE-to-Unity quaternion conversion that accounts for the tail sitter's body frame convention, non-trivial, and best done with a coordinate frame diagram in front of you.